Here I will show you how to flash BK7231M chips, or BL2028N, with our open-source, Tasmota-style firmware. BK7231M/BL2028N are very similar to BK7231N, and the only difference in the encryption key stored in eFuse. Tuya BK7231N seems to be using always the following key: 510FB093A3CBEDC593A17C7ADEB0. There are, however, also some BK7231M or BL2028N devices that are using other key, namely 000000, 000000, 000000. Note that not all BL2028N are using the all zero keys, only some of them. In their case, for the firmware to work, you must flash a proper version, compiled with correct key. You can do it easily with OutFlasher version 1.3 or later. To know your key, just run do firmware backup, read only. In older versions, it will just print the key. In new versions, if you are using BK7231N mode and key is not as expected, it will show error. So, the solution is simple, but just remember to make 2 megabytes backup first. Just set the BK7231M role, then get latest build from web, and then, finally, flash it to your BK7231M in BK7231M mode. The flasher is configured in such a way that even for QO, it will leave old M-style bootloader and only append OBK to it. Now you can also do two more things. Do restore RF if your Mac ends with 000, and most likely it will. Configure your Wi-Fi without using AP mode in the flasher. This is also optional. It should flash correctly, and OBK should boot, even in AP mode. You should be able to access your device and configure it. Once you configure it, it should connect to your Wi-Fi easily. And that's all. That's how you can run your BK7231M modules with OBK. Now here is some miscellaneous information. BK7231 Easy UART Flasher used to overwrite bootloader for N platform, but this is no longer the case. It detects QO file and skips the bootloader section. You can still change this behavior in advanced options. Here is a TX2 bootlog from BK7231M. If you see a similar bootlog before flashing, it may be BK7231M. CB2S with BK7231M was sent to me by a reader, and it was in LSPA9 clone, marked as BSD33. If you have overwritten your bootloader before, for example with old flasher, that flashed QO without skipping bootloader, you may need to restore the original bootloader for your chip to work. That's all for now. Let me know if the new binary type works for you. I'm available and ready to fix potential issues. Just let me know.